Kareem Abdul-Jabbar joins us on Sports Byline, NBA Hall of Famer, who scored the most points, better than 38,000, played the most minutes, and made the most field goals in the history of the NBA. He played 20 years in the league, including 14 seasons with the Lakers, won 6 NBA championship teams, 5 with the Lakers, and he played his college ball at UCLA for John Wooden, where he helped lead the Bruins to 3 consecutive NCAA championships. But he has written a number of outstanding books, and his latest is called Coach Wooden and Me, Our 50-Year Friendship on and Off the Court. Kareem, tell me a little bit about the first time you ever met Coach Wooden.
Well, the first time I met Coach Wooden, I was I'd come out to UCLA to do my recruiting trip. So I went into his office, and, you expect certain things in certain situations. And, you know, I'm coming to UCLA, I think, probably, if I want to go there, on a basketball scholarship. And we didn't talk about basketball. we talked about academics and, what he expected of me academically. And it was a pleasant surprise. You know, it was totally unexpected and really made me think of him in a different light.
You know, in all the years that I talked with him, and I go back to my favorite story about Coach, it was when they were playing and winning another national championship. It was at the L.A. Forum. It was the semifinal game. And afterwards, I ran into him in the hallway, just the two of us, and I'll never forget him. Coach, what did you think about the game? And he looked down at his stat sheet, Kareem, and he says, you know, Ron, he said, turnovers in basketball are like walks in baseball. They'll kill you every time. He was very philosophical about the game, was he not?
Yeah, he was. He understood it on a very profound level, and he didn't get too upset about it. He knew that it was a cyclical kind of thing.
And when you think back about how he interacted with you and any of the other players, tell me what it is that caught your eye about that, because you're an 18-year-old kid coming from New York to the West Coast, a new atmosphere and everything. But did you immediately feel comfortable with him?
Well, I felt comfortable with him because of the way that his teams played. It reminded me, I had the opportunity to watch Bill Russell's Celtics teams in high school, and I liked the way they played. You know, everybody was on the same sheet. They worked as a unit together. It was smooth. It was effective. It was efficient. And, you know, that was how Coach Wooden's teams played. So I noticed that. You know, it's just my instincts, I guess, as an athlete, as a competitor, you know, I really tuned in on that and felt that, hey, that's how I want to do it.
You know, it was a generational divide between you and the other players. It was a generational difference in time as far as where we were culturally, where we were socially in this country. How was he able to bridge it that the players felt comfortable with him?
Well, you know, I think his strength was the fact that he had basketball to use as an analogy for life. So he could do a whole lot of things with it, and he was able to teach us that way. You know, he taught us things like patience and, preparation and commitment through basketball, and it worked.
The other thing that I was always touched by was when I was doing the University of Washington games, my broadcast position was right behind the UCLA bench, and his wife was just over to the left of me. That relationship was very, very special. Can you give me some insight as to about that relationship?
Well, I can tell you that, Nell was the only woman that Coach Wooden ever dealt with. They were sweethearts, I think, like in the beginning of high school, from that point on till death did they part. And that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you have a relationship with someone like that who you feel is your partner, you can get a lot done.
Down in Los Angeles at the time you were down there, you know, the civil rights era was blossoming, and yet that was, I would have thought, would have been a difficult thing for him to deal with. Tell me a little bit about how he interacted with the players that were going through it as well.
Well, you know, I think it was possible for him to relate because he never, ever saw himself as being that different from anybody. So he could, he could put himself in your shoes. He was good at that. And he could see things from a varied perspective. Another everybody can do that. Not everybody has that insight, you know?
Yeah. There was controversy about you changing your name because of your Muslim faith, but when you changed it to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Coach Wooden was right there to support you. Tell me a little bit about that time and what that support was like to you.
Well, you know, Coach Wooden never felt that he had the right to tell us how to think, and he wanted us to make our own choices. So, you know, when I decided I wanted to be Muslim, you know, he was curious about it. He wanted to know what motivated me and where that was going to take me. But he was doing it in a respectful way and just to check on whether or not I was being taken advantage of. And he couldn't see that. That wasn't what was happening. So, you know, he might not have wanted to become Muslim, but he respected what I wanted. And he understood that it was a positive move for me.
The other thing that I was impressed with, I mean, I've talked to Bill Walton, I've talked to others that have been on those teams about the closeness that went on beyond when you all had left the team and everything. What was that magnet that kept everybody so close to Coach Wooden?
Well, you know, the fact that we were friends and teammates in basketball, when it came to things outside of that, it was a natural progression to be there for him in ways that had nothing to do with basketball, you know, just as friends and people who you cared about.
You know, I had him here on the program with me when the book came out, Pyramid of Success, and it was something that, you know, he believed in, he wrote about, and he practiced almost every day. Tell me about what you got out of that book and how it interacted with your life and your relationship with him.
You know, it's kind of tough for me. And I'll tell you why. You know, I didn't understand it in terms of, you know, it being a number of ideologies. I thought it was a physical structure. I thought Coach was like some type of mason or something, you know, and that the pyramid had to do with his Christian faith in the way that masons relate. So, you know, I didn't get it at first. But fortunately, I went to practice every day, and I learned it that way.
He also had a unique way, did he not, Kareem, about getting his point across? I mean, I always, the games that I did, I would see if he was unhappy with the team, he'd have the program rolled up in his hand, and you could come off the court at a timeout, and that stern look about him. Tell me about him as a disciplinarian from a basketball standpoint.
Well, he would constantly remind us of what we did in practice. Because he felt that that's where he did his teaching, and that's the only place he wanted to do his teaching. He didn't want to have to do it in a game. He wanted us to remember what we had done all week and use those tactics and that preparation to be successful.
When you think back about the years that you spent with him and the relationship after the years, what meant the most to you about both?
I think the idea that they were intertwined. And, you know, I didn't notice it at the time, but they were intertwined.
We have about a minute left, but what is it that you took with you that you still have with you today that came from him and being involved with him?
Oh, boy. A set of criteria to use in being there for my family and my friends.
And is there any one moment in all the years that you knew him, involved with him, that still is engraved in your mind over all the moments that you did have with him?
I think my sophomore year, we played Colorado State. And, you know, it was a tough game toward the end there. But just seeing how he took over, telling us what to do and how to do it, and how that worked for us. You know, I smile at that because that was his wisdom and his knowledge, you know, just asserting itself. And what? I was glad to be in his hands.
What is it that you'd like people to take away from this book?
That there was a lot more to the man than basketball victories. He gave us lessons in life that made life something that we were able to do to such a much better degree. And to be a lot more helpful and there for the people that we care about.
Are you happy with the way this book came out, Kareem?
Yeah, I am. You know, because you never know if you overdid it or underdid it. But I think I got the tone on this one pretty good, and people seem to be enjoying it. So I'm very pleased with that.
Well, I want to thank you again for your kindness over the years to me as you visited us from time to time. I am so happy to see you write this book because, knowing the man, not as well as you, of course, I was touched by him in so many, many ways, like everybody that came in contact with him. Congratulations on the book. Take care, Kareem.
I will do that, and thank you very much. It was great talking to you.
Okay, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, check out the book, Coach Wooden and Me, Our 50-Year Friendship on and Off the Court. We continue on Sports Byline.